Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mark Redding is the program director of Landline Now. Mark, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this evening here at WGN.
Well, I'm honored to do it.
Well, good. That's good. I don't know why I'm laughing at it, but I think that's good. So could you explain right off the top, though, what Landline Now is?
We're probably the first, I believe we are the first, daily news hour specifically for truck drivers. We've been on the air about 16 years on Sirius XM satellite radio. We're on a couple of streaming services specifically for truckers, one called Truckers Radio USA, another one called TNC Radio. And basically, we are kind of either like the nightly newscast or kind of like the 2020 of trucking radio. And yeah. A lot of that was most trucking radio was live talk. And so we wanted to offer something a little different. I had worked at the time that we started at Landline Magazine, which dates back about 45, 50 years. And that is the official magazine of what's called OOIDA, the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association. And XM at the time wanted us to bring what we were doing in print and do something similar on the air. So that's what we do.
Well, that's why you're here.
There you go.
So I'm watching CBS Sunday morning, and they did a segment on the supply chain. And at the crux of it, there were a lot of different variables. People didn't buy things during the pandemic, but now things are loosening up, so people are buying like crazy. Products, the demand can't be met, all sorts of things. But at the middle of it was trucks and the fact that almost anything that we have in our possession was at one point on a truck, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. How many grocery stores do you know that have a railhead? You know, not a lot of them, I think. None that I've been to.
No. But I don't know if people think that way. You know, I'll be honest with you. It made an impression on me when they made that comment. And, you know, they gave, like I said, there were some other aspects to it. But the truckers and trucking was right in the heart of it. Like, how many trucks it would take to take one of those containers off of the ship and eventually get it to a place where it would then leave on another truck to deliver whatever goods it had around the country. And it was very impressive. Do you think that what is the trucking industry like today as far as you're concerned? I mean, is it suffering from employment problems or, you know, people who don't want to come back?
Well, I think the truckers who have been there in the past, a lot of them, this isn't just their job. This is their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. This is their community. They don't think of community in the geographic sense that you and I do, you know.
Right.
You know, you might live out in Wheaton, out in the boonies, as they used to say in Chicago. I live in Independence, just outside Kansas City. To them, the trucking industry is their community. That said, right now, trucking is bluntly kind of a crap fest for the drivers. If you look at adjusted for inflation dollars, which is the mm-hmm. most honest way to look at it, trucking pay today is about half what it was 40 years ago.
Wow.
Trucking pay from 40 years ago, if you adjust it for inflation, is over $100,000. I believe the average right now is like $47,000. They're not treated very well. For the most part, there's a huge amount of their time that is unpaid, but nonetheless is a required part of their job. they're only paid for miles that they run. So if they're sitting in a loading dock, they're not being paid for that time. If they're loading and unloading the truck, they're not paid for that time. It's kind of a mess. And it's been a mess for a while, but you have these people that are very dedicated to what they do. And I think a lot of it that attracts them is the independence. Because when you're out there in that truck, it's pretty much all on you.
Yeah.
And especially if you're running your own trucking business, which about half the registered motor carriers in the United States are one truck operations. Honestly, it's all you. And a lot of people really like that independence.
I can understand that.
Hard.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that truckers were paid by the mile.
Oh, yeah.
What about people who drive trucks locally who aren't, you know, driving around the country? You know, some people who are just local drivers, they can't be paid by the mile.
It's a whole different thing. And that's the thing is we talk about the trucking industry. There really isn't one trucking industry, because if you're talking about the guy that drives the beer truck down to your grocery, that's
right.
A whole different bag of worms. Even within the coast-to-coast type of thing, you have really two chief sectors, the truckload and the less than truckload. And what that means is I'm hauling a trailer that is full of an entire load of product X going from this place to this warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hauling these vegetables from California to New York.
Yeah.
Whereas less than truckload is they'll gather up a lot of smaller loads, say, in Dallas, and they try and gather up all the ones that are, say, going to Memphis and put those all on one truck to get there. So there may be 10, 12, 15 small loads within that trailer. That's a smaller part of the industry, and it has a lot of similarities to the way things used to be back in the day. That's the part of the industry that still has a lot of unionized truckers. If you go in truckload, mm-hmm. which is by far the largest sector, there are virtually no unions left. And I think people still think Teamsters means truckers, but Teamsters are in all kinds of industries. And even within transportation, a lot of them might be your warehouse workers.
Right.
But I think, I can't remember the figure, but I think it's below 10% of over-the-road truckers are unionized anymore.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that I was really, I wasn't aware, of course I'm aware of trucks, but I never considered how important they are for the consumer in the United States. And the thing that got me really going on this was going into stores and seeing parts of shelves empty. You know, the supply chain had not reached that particular store with the goods that it was supposed to have. I mean, sure, everybody has got to have experienced this. I mean, from grocery stores to convenience stores, just about anything has got empty shelves. And part of that, the supply chain, involves getting it on trucks, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the thing right now is the number of truckers right now, trucking employment is nearly where it was before the pandemic.
Ah.
The problem is, if we go back to the beginning of the pandemic where everybody wanted to fill their houses with toilet paper, the reason I cannot understand, it's like, if you're going that much, see a doctor, okay? But nonetheless, it was happening. We all saw it. And I remember seeing an interview on one of the network news programs on TV where they had this lady who was a trucker out of, I think, Alabama, and she said, please be patient. We're on the way. We have the toilet paper. Our system is very complex. It's an incredibly complex web of shipping lanes and products and so on, and it's designed to handle this very steady and predictable demand. So when you get a spike in demand, there's not a lot of flex in that system. And there's also, and this is one of the things that just confounds me in trekking, is there's a lot of wasted time. I think people, if they knew how long truckers sometimes have to wait at the loading docks to load or unload, I mean, there's some places that will get them right in and out. But I've talked with people who have waited 12 hours to unload a truck, even have an appointment to be there at that time. Well, they'll, you know, the warehouse might use them for fill-in work. We're going to go do this thing over here, and whenever that runs out, we'll come over here and unload some more of your truck. And sometimes it's just that they've overscheduled in terms of the number of trucks coming into or out of their facility. Well, you know, trucker is sitting there unable to earn money.
That's not right, obviously.
No.
I mean, but you're sitting there waiting for 12 hours and not getting paid? That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I know who would do that. I don't know any other. I'm not going to go sit somewhere for 12 hours and not get paid. I mean, come on. That's like, that's like elementary.
Well, and you know, you talk of elementary, and I got to tell you, I think elementary school truckers are required to report so much about what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they are so regulated. I don't think any other American worker would tolerate a system that required them to report on a form that has to be produced on demand to any law enforcement officer and put on that form every time they go to the bathroom and where they did it.
Are you serious?
It's called a change of duty status under the regulations. You're driving and you stop to go to off duty, which, you know, when you're going to the bathroom, you're off duty. You pulled into a rest area. You have to know where you did that down to the zip code. You have to know when you stopped, and then you have to know when you get back in that truck and run.
Well, you got a call coming in at 312-981-7200, Mark. Paul, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I've worked with truckers for my whole career, and it's really sad how they're treated. I'm sure Mark can agree with this. Many times they'll go to a warehouse, and they're not allowed to come inside to go to the bathroom. They're not allowed to get out of their truck. They're basically slave labor unloading it sometimes. It's just really, really a it's abusing of the poor drivers. It's really sad.
Well, thanks for calling. You know, Mark has made that point. And the thing that if your average American understood how important trucks are in the supply chain, they'd have a. There would be a universal swell of support for the trucker because, as I said earlier on the CBS Sunday Morning segment, every single thing that we have was that you have, I have, anybody has, was at one point on a truck, and that's a pretty big statement. And they went to the the cargo crate containers that are coming in on the ships that are stacked up that go on the back of trucks. And there was that months ago, this ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal that had all of these containers on it. And those containers eventually go on a truck, and those trucks go where they're sent. But trucks are like the lifeblood of our supply chain in this country. And I think people should be made more aware of that.
I couldn't agree more.
Because it's if the trucking industry, if the trucks don't roll, you ain't getting no toilet paper. You know what I mean? It's like
the food in the belly, the clothes on your back, the materials your house is made of.
Yeah,
every part in your car. I mean, everything, the radios that people are listening to this program on,
right.
The parts that went into making that radio, and then the radio itself at some point had to get to where it was going on a truck. It really is pervasive. And during the beginning of the pandemic, when people realized suddenly, oh, crap, we can't get face masks and we can't get food and we can't get our toilet paper, and then later we can't get our vaccine unless the trucks come through. That has already kind of let up, and you already have people again complaining about, keep those dirty trucks out of my town.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have been shocked at how quickly truckers went from heroes back into being an annoyance to people. You know,
well,
concerned about, gosh, I can't get around this truck in traffic or whatever.
Well, and, like I said, I think if more people were aware of how important the important role that those trucks play, they would have a different attitude. Mark, I want to thank you for being on with us, and keep those trucks rolling. And anytime you want to call us and vent, please do.
I have lots of venting built up in me, but and this is the one thing I have to say is, you know, Paul was right. They may not be treated well, but these people are salt of the earth.
You know
it. And I realize in any population, there's a few bad apples, but overwhelmingly, I've been at this 19 years, if you include my time at the magazine, and these are wonderful people. They are good, good people. An astounding number of them are veterans of the armed forces. They're very committed to what they do, and they understand their part in all of this.
Yeah.
And they're willing to serve. And they really are people who deserve some appreciation.
Well, they've got it for me. Thanks for being with us, Mark.